Hello, hello, Ruth's NLI. Brandon Lynette here. It's been a hot minute. I haven't even gotten to the one day a week that I set for goal, and I'm gonna be honest. Why? Okay. Okay. I asked myself the other day, I'm like, what honestly is your problem though? Because I feel like it's so heavy to come on here and record this. And I'm gonna tell you right to tell you right now, it is the truth and the lie. Okay. It's thrown me off. If I came on here and I was just talking about news, I have a thing I could share every single day, but that pressure find top headlines, I'd be like, oh, big deal. This is stupid. It kind of got, so we're gonna change it up today. I'm not presenting truths and a lie. I think we'll for, big news days, but I do want to get on here and just kind of out. Shit, I'm seeing. Okay, there's a going on. It's there's a lot going on. I want to address first. There's this movie that the Obamas produced. Which, what business do they have? Okay, what business do they have? But my husband is like, holy fuck, they're making. I'm like, yeah, because they have to continue to us what they're doing. Okay, so I'm curious. Have you watched this movie? It's on Netflix. I have not watched it because I'm not sure mentally that I'm prepared to see what they're gonna try to fuck around with. I do know that I don't trust our government. They do give a fuck about us, okay? And it doesn't matter, Democrat, Republican. There's some fucking shice in there, okay? Shicey ass, zero class. It is just a whole lot of fuckery. I have been watching Vivek. I really like this dude. Okay. Dude. Okay. I like him. He needs a time to shine. However, I am still 100% Trump train. Okay. Let's get another 4 years with this man because he's going to come in here and fuck up. Okay. We need that right now. We need someone that doesn't give a fuck. Okay. That is ready to just set us on the right path to save our country. Literally. We are becoming a part of this one world, what do they call it? Like one world order. Okay. We're not there for this. And literally there's a whole bunch of articles about the 23 agenda. This was a thing there. I went down a rabbit hole. It was a whole fucking thing. Okay. We know shit was planned. We know that COVID was big thing, part of their whole idea was making sure that there was a decline in the population, there was control and order, that basically we're gonna fall in line. And so many people fell for this. Bitch, I would not wear a mask. If I walked in place and they were like, you need a mask, I walked right back out. Okay. It was bullshit to me. And yeah, the first week or two, we didn't know what was happening. 100%. It took a second for us to wake them up. So the first week or two, I was like, this is kind of scary. Okay. Kind of scary. Let's, I don't know. I don't know. And then you realize like this is a fucking joke. We're being played. Okay. I still see people holding people accountable in small areas, but I don't see anybody going to prison for mass murder. Okay. People that died from this, people that died from the way they handled it. The fact that they released it in the first place. So I'm a little nervous. All on with dogs are sick. I've been watching the cat families. Ring is running rampant. Okay. I is it social media that all of these animals are collect sick at the same time? I don't think so. I think they're putting shit in dog food. Okay. I think they're putting shit in cat food. I think, they're destroy the little love that we have in our lives when it comes to arts and all the things. I don't trust the government. Think that they have shit planned. I do think they're losing their fucking minds that Trump is leading in the polls this the whole time. I think they're losing their minds. There's a list of there's a whole list of people that are going to United States when Trump becomes president. So let's talk about that list. The first one I'm very, very excited about is Hunter Biden. Okay. He fears he's going to have to flee the United States. And friends of Joe Biden say that Joe is consumed by the scandal around his son and is scared he'll slip back into addiction. Okay. He's terrified. Who else is going to leave? Okay. These are all the reasons, that we need to rally together. We need to talk to family. We need to get people to wake the fuck up. So have the tough, conversation. And I'm going to give you some arguments for your people because our economy's fucked because of Joe. Okay. It's fucked. This eats ass. That's it. So who's leaving? Chelsea Handler, Whoopi Goldberg, which I believe she said she was going to leave the first time he was elected. Cher, Barbara Streisand, Amy Schumer, Cyrus, and I know Taylor Swift and a few other people said they would leave the country. And my whole thing is, I mean, these people are the ones that are, bye. And we just started GoFundMe and get plane tickets for them and whatever, help them get out of the country. What has happened to the United States? Okay. We've got a government that does not represent the rest of the people. They do not give a fuck about us and they work for us, for the people. They're not doing that. And we haven't held them accountable. It is now that there are some wrong backboned Republicans that are willing to speak up. And so they're standing up for us. There is it. Okay. We've got the medical system works with the government and does not care about the well-being of its patients. Okay. We're lining pockets. It's money. The school system, it does not prioritize the education of your students. In fact, if you are public school, man, you are part of this idea that, that we put in a box. Okay. 100%. I'm anti-public school. We have to collectively ego death. Okay. Paradigms have to fall away. We have to shift into new healthy ideas of what this is going to make. Okay. We have to stand for what we believe in for our country's health. Okay. What's happening under Biden is persistent inflation. Okay. So, what is it? February 17th to January 21st or January 2021. What am I saying? February 2017 to January 2021. Average inflation months 1.9%. Now with our homie Joe, 8% monthly. Okay. Gas prices up 42% in 34 months under, Let's go, Brandon. They're going up more than three times. 7.6% under Trump in 48 months. 17.2% in 34 months. Okay. Real wages have gone down. Mortgage rates, insane. 154% increase on mortgage rates. Want to talk about saving? Okay, with Trump, we're up 129%. Joe Biden down 70%. Okay. This says something. You are voting this in. And yes, do I election was rigged? Yes, it fucking was. Okay. We know that. They've shown the proof. These courts are coming with receipts and people are being hushed, silenced. In fact, Georgia found all the proof. And they're not allowed to talk about it. They are not allowed to talk about it. Make that make sense. If we're going through some of the headlines here, if I just start, I mean, if we start like a week ago, we'll go back since I haven't shown up here for a while. We've got Ukrainian gas company that Hunter Biden's salary was cut in half after his dad left the White House, okay, in 2017. How does that make sense? I mean, does that not show corruption? I mean, why is he getting a pay cut? Because no more, behind the scenes bullshit. But yeah, they're investigating this. We've got some hounds on this that are relentless about holding him accountable. And I think that's the thing. We've got another judge here in Louisiana who has enough evidence of voting that a Supreme Court judge in the results of an election. Okay. This is happening in a lot of these everywhere. If you just look up, it is showing that there are, you know, illegal happening everywhere. There's several things and several things and people that are actually ending the fuck up to say this is not okay. Especially because you know what happened.
You know what happened
when the freaks that are running our government right now find out that you're standing up against, they get pissed off. Okay. We're just paying off the little guys. He's trying to run all his little judges because he knows he has to play his little seeds deep. He's deep and far wide, and that is insane to me. So we've got IRS is, what is the IRS doing? I just scrolled past it, y'all. Raises 2024 employee FSA contribution limit to $32. They're all the amount of money that can be carried over to the next year. Okay. This is the FSA. It's the flexible spending arrangement. It's a type of savings account that employees use to pay for medical expenses. So like your co-payments and all the things. The amount in the account will expire by the end of the year. Only a small portion is allowed to transfer over. So they're actually giving them a little way. It's a $30 difference. Usually they could only carry over like $600. Now it's $630. There's this whole fiasco with the NRA, the National Rifle Association. They, in 2018, there was a lawsuit against superintendent of the New York Department of Financial Services, alleging that she violated the First Amendment by pressuring regulated financial institutions like AKA banks and insurers stop doing business with gun rights groups. Okay. This isn't the only place this is happening. Okay. They're trying to track gun purchases with car and all the bullshit because they think that collectively we're going to agree to the whole one world order and they're able to monitor our cards from a specific bank. Even people that I know voted for Democrats this season aren't okay with that. Absolutely not. So I don't think that's going to win. In fact, electric cars, majority of Americans aren't falling for that either. So there's a lot of resistance in places that they're hoping less to be able to monitor us. And we don't have to stand for that. We have a few free speech wins. When it comes, people get an accounts. Like Alex Jones is back on X on social media platforms. Good for him. We got Tucker Carlson launched his own streaming service and website. So, that's gonna be like your new Google. Okay. There's been rumors about him being vice president for Trump when Trump gets elected. I don't know what that would be like. I really hope that Vivek could be vice president. I feel like just that he holds people accountable. He doesn't do anything. Basically says the same stuff Trump says, but a little more eloquently. Okay. Although I did see him telling someone to shut the fuck up. I love that, you know, he's not afraid to say that. So yeah, I don't know. We just need Trump to win New York, call out all the cheating, all the bullshit, make them pay the price for, you know, running him through the ring. And I feel like that's it. We pulled in the election and our country has a chance. 100%. Okay. 100%. Can stop the bullshit of being involved in war, sending billions and billions of dollars to other countries when they're mocking us. It's a fucking joke. All of these people trying to support shit they don't know about, stuff that they haven't even done the research. You know what I'm saying? Like they don't know who these people are. But we just have to turn our world the upside down. We have to make it right side up. And I think Trump is going to lead us to do that. There is still that you know, right. MAGA extremists, that we are the new terror group. And I feel like, guess if wanting to make America great again makes us extremists, then I am proud, because that is what has to happen to be extreme with this. There's no half-assing it. There's no lollygagging around the direction of our country. But the truth is, I've said it a million times, they don't give a fuck about you. So you've got to take first. Okay. We can't keep playing into lining the pockets of big pharma. That means we can't give them the excuse for us to have to continue on their medication and their bullshit. I mean, how many pills are you popping? And then how many pills are you popping because of the first set of pills that you're popping? We are letting them control us in all these ways. Okay. Okay. You got to get your family right. Get your house in order. Okay. Care of you as a whole. That's where this starts. Raising your kids. Self-aware and to be in this moment and to do the research and not just believe everything the media says. Okay. I'll post on Facebook when it is like, what is a conspiracy you believe in? And the amount of people that said there is no conspiracies that are real, it did kind of blow my mind. And I love that they're having the conversation. There's a lot of comments on this. A lot of people, you know, that are speaking the truth about what they think. But the truth is, every conspiracy theory that I looked into that I've believed in has been proven. I mean, the truth comes out. It's not just a theory anymore. Okay. And when we bring that into our awareness that we're being lied to, we're being cheated. Okay. We need, are you kidding me with the hacks, you guys, I guess because older and I'm looking at growing financially to, you know, be financially responsible. The amount of taxes we pay just to be funneling billions of dollars to other countries, and everyone is just okay with that. It's infuriating. It's infuriating to the point where I'm to look into real estate just to get off of the ridiculous tax hold. 1,000%. Okay. There are ways you can get around it, because I would do a lot better things with me than the government's doing. 1,000%. You know, I support like our underground railroad, where they are sending, you know, teams out to rescue in situations where they're being sex trafficked. I've supported them for years. That is where our extra money goes. And I'd rather send it to them. It's not just about, you know, paying these guys there to give up their lives, to be in the field for months at a time, to do their research, you know, and the risk they're putting themselves in by walking in these situations. Okay. They know every situation they come into, they may not come home. Sacrificing a lot for us to save these babies. Okay. To save all the kids and women. And not just that portion, but they actually stay and provide aftercare. So it's not going to take these kids out of a terrible situation, wish them well. They provide a ton of aftercare. That's important to me. You know, let's help take care of the sacrifice for our country. These veterans that are being pushed to the side so that we can bring in illegal immigrants from other countries and set them up right so that we can get a vote. It's appalling to me. And it's not women and families that are coming over here. Okay. That's the problem. It is these people that are continue with the sex trafficking. So where are they going to send my government tax money to others? And they're giving it to illegal immigrants. I personally would rather set up a fund where we're taking care of our own. Our freedom that they're trying to fuck with, sacrifice made by these people that can't get help, that are getting kicked out of their places, that money's being taken, food literally out of their mouths for things. This is, we've got to wake the way, have the conversations, get your house in order, start care of yourself so that you can actually do something. Okay. And what does that mean? I don't know. Learn to hack the tax code. Okay. Cause I know what happens if we stop paying our taxes, you know, we go to federal prison. That's fucked. They're not trying to do that, but there are ways to get around it. There are ways where your money can stay in your pocket, where you can do what you think is best. And I feel like a lot of the people out there that are the big philanthropists, they do better things with money than the government does with our money. Okay. And not all of them, because we've got Soros who do good things with money. Okay. But that's okay. We're working on it, you guys. One day. So get your shit in order, and I'll see you again another day.